2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
This is for good. Ready?
Rolling.
So we gather again for the 15-minute morning show podcast. I'm sorry I wasn't here for your podcast yesterday, but I found it intriguing. Mm-hmm. Talking about your friend Gandhi, who you should have given advice to about their new lot in life, and you didn't. Now they're stuck in it, and they're going to come to you and later, and you're going to say, hey, I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
And they're going to hate you for not telling them.
We'll see. I feel like I've faced this dilemma so many times in my life where even if it's just dating somebody, you're like, oh, I don't know if you should do that. But make your own decision. You do your thing. I don't want to crush your hopes. So we'll find out.
People need to learn their own lessons, I think.
I know.
I wanted to say that out loud, but I wasn't on the podcast.
By
the
way, do you, boo-boo.
Shake your hair out. Shake your hair out. Shake your hair out.
Shake it out. There we go.
Yeah, shake that out. Yeah. all right, what do you want to talk about? Horror movies? Go.
I just watched, first time ever, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ugh.
What did you think?
The original?
Hold on. How much of it did you watch?
Well, it was in like 14-minute increments, so it took us like a week and a half to watch it. But
why,
I did watch finally.
Movies How do you
like, He watches movies like episodes.
Yeah.
You can't break
but
up
the
a fan.
Scene changes, and you can pause it.
But like how do you only have 14 minutes to dedicate to something like that?
Because by the time we finish dinner and the dishes, I look at the clock, and I'm like, I gotta be in bed in 14 minutes.
You have a dishwasher.
No, sometimes we have to wash a pan or something like that. I gotta wipe the counter. It's a process. So anyway, I finished it.
I gotta wipe the counter.
And I gotta say, I really don't understand the ending.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Is the car Freddy?
What?
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't remember the ending.
I don't remember
anything. I don't remember the ending.
Okay, you gotta watch it, because you're gonna watch the ending and go, what the fuck just happened?
Does it set up for number two? Because normally that's what always happens.
That's what they usually do.
That's what it does.
Well,
very vague.
I didn't like it that much that I would watch the sequel.
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
Sing? 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door. 5, 6, grab your crucifix. 7, 8, better stay up late.
Okay, hold on.
9, 10, never sleep again.
I can't believe you remember that.
Of course.
Do you see the face on Gandhi and me?
Classic.
I don't know it.
Well, you know what's funny? I was watching this movie and I'm like, who the hell is that? He looks familiar. It was Johnny Depp. He's in the movie. It was like his first role. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he's wearing... I mean, I'm telling you, like the outfits they wore in the 80s, you got to watch it just for the outfits.
Hey, when he was in court, didn't he admit shitting the bed?
Oh, did he?
I think he was being accused of it by Amber.
Google.
Yeah.
Someone shit the bed.
Who shit the bed?
I think she used
Johnny Depp.
I think she said it on trial, so it was public knowledge.
She used it against him.
Gandhi, this is where you start.
Google.
Okay, this is great.
What?
It says Johnny Depp vowed to divorce, quote, Amber Turd after claiming she left poo in the bed in revenge for a furious birthday bust-up. He said it was a fitting end to his relationship with her. If you don't know, her name's Amber Heard, but I guess he referred to her as Amber Turd because she used to crap the bed when she was mad.
Who's shitting Gilbert Grape?
The Page Six headline says, this is the poop that flushed Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's marriage away.
Wasn't he on the TV show 21 Dump Street?
Oh my God. No!
I think I would break up with someone for crapping the bed out of anger. Yeah.
He was in Freddy Pooper.
Could be. I don't know, if your relationship gets so far that... You know, I need to end this. I'm going to shit the bed.
Yeah,
shit
Idea. It's bad. When it gets that bad, man.
She was also in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Do you remember that Kmart commercial?
Yes, I just shipped my pants.
I shipped my pants.
Oh. What
Edward Shitty Hands.
All right.
I crap my pants.
They were talking about how you can order stuff and have it shipped from Kmart.
I
and
it
ends
my
with
pants.
This. Mm. Yeah, it ends with this old guy going, I shipped the bed.
Oh, no.
I shipped my bed.
Housekeeper Hilda Vargas said, I pulled back the top sheet on the bed and saw a large pile of feces. They're a testimonial in the court.
This is the worst 15-minute morning show podcast ever.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I'm leaving.
Hey, speaking of... Nightmare on Elm Street. I had gone to the movies when it came out to see Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. And about and it was bad. And about two thirds into the movie, the film strip broke. And so it went like, blah, 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 and you watched it like it shake on the screen. And the movie ended. We got a refund, but we never saw the ending. And we never went back and watched it. So I don't know how it ended.
In your life, it never ended.
Can I be honest? Yeah. I thought Brody was going to go down the route of, so speaking of shitting in the bed, and then he was going to tell us a story. But no.
Shitting in the bed?
Yeah. No, I'm expecting Scotty to come up with that story.
Yeah, right.
No, I did it by mistake one time.
I'm knee deep in this story.
What?
Which puppy do you want to see? Puppy one or puppy two?
The blouse ones.
Well, you just missed. Scotty admitted he shit the bed.
But I was sick, and you can't trust
nothing
a fart.
Nothing surprises me about him.
Oh, Maxie mean.
By the way, everyone says Max looks mad. It's the way their fur grows. He's not mad.
No, yes, he is. He's mad you brought that other dog in the house.
I think they look like proper little gentlemen with their mustaches. I love it.
They need a haircut and a bath. They stink. Cute. All right, so you shit the bed, Scotty. Let's hear that story. Go.
No, I told it. That's it. I was very sick. I had stomach problems, and you know, you can't trust a fart. Just don't, especially when you're sick.
How old were you?
44.
I told the story long ago on this podcast how I shit in a Waldbaum's.
Yeah.
On the floor?
No, I shit my pants. Wait, we were
guys, really, is there something else we could talk about?
Of course.
Seriously.
I have a question. Can I ask a question about
how do we allow it? How do we allow it to go down this road this far? I'm sorry, Gandhi.
Johnny Depp. So, Nightmare on Elm Street, I haven't seen the actual movie, but when it first came out, was it actually terrifying? Because I was cutting out pieces of it for a Halloween game, and I was laughing at the movie. It was funny, or it was scary.
Yeah, it's even Chucky. Like, when Chucky first came out, it was, you know, it was scary. Now you watch Chucky and you laugh your ass off.
But there's some stuff that stands the test of time. Like, to me, Jaws came out well before I was born. Jaws is still scary to me. Even when I watch it now, I'm like,
It's different. Yeah. It's different fright.
Okay. I'm actually, so Sam is so scared of scary movies, like she doesn't want to watch anything. So next week, Sam's coming over and we're going to watch The Exorcist. I can't
wait.
Does
she know?
Actually still scary.
Yeah. No, she knows.
There's a new version of it, right? With like better tech and a little scarier stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'll say what fell flat for me was the Blair Witch Project.
That was horrible.
That was stupid.
That was horrible.
I'm still a little afraid of Chucky.
Yeah, there's a new Chucky with my man Devin Sawa on sci-fi. There's a reboot, and Chucky is back, and apparently, you know, better graphics.
Isn't it a series now?
It's a series.
Yeah, it's a series.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
My favorite is still The Conjuring.
I learned this dance today. Oh, my God.
You want him to teach
you
that dance.
Yeah, The Conjuring.
Anything The Conjuring, Annabelle, those are my favorites. I love them.
Paranormal Activity almost gave me a heart attack. I couldn't sleep by myself.
The only thing that scared me about that was the light switch that would turn itself on.
That's the movie where Scary tried to hold my hand in the movie theater.
Scary.
What are you doing?
We actually have sound of this because Garrett recorded it. Somebody was sneaking something.
He was talking to me during the movie, too. Like, he's that guy in the movie.
No, I hate that.
Yeah, we went to go see the movie.
Yeah, at the theater.
Garrett. We went to see it together.
What, Garrett?
Yeah, no, we went to, Scary and I went to one of these movies, and he's like, what do you think's going to happen? I'm watching the movie.
Let me hear this.
I'm looking for it. I can't find it. Garrett loaded the sound. I don't know what it was called.
Damn you, Garrett. You ruined it forever.
Garrett! It's like going to a library and going, hey, do you know where that book is? Like, you know how much the audio we have in there?
We're talking about two movies. The one that I tried to hold Danielle's hand was Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
The one I was talking with Garrett was a different film.
Why were you trying to hold Danielle's hand?
I was scared. I was honestly scared.
And what movie were you watching when you kissed Danielle, when you licked Danielle's neck?
No, that was no movie. That was just stupidity.
I watched that happen in our office. He went to lick her neck, and she threw this big cup of pens at him.
Oh, that chucked that shit right at his head.
It was a violent act. I saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. He learned his lesson. He's never licked me since.
Did she look like a donut or something? I don't get it.
Yes, she looked like a donut.
Thank you,
Ellen. Thank you, Brody.
If you guys haven't seen Hereditary, has anyone here seen Hereditary?
No.
Is it inbreeding
that
or something?
That movie's terrifying. Not really inbreeding, no, but there is something that gets passed down through the family.
Oh.
There are so many disturbing scenes in that movie. Every time that there's like a ranking of the scariest movies, that one haunted me for a long time.
All right.
Never again.
That.
What's one where your butt is connected to the other person's face?
The Human Centipede.
Human Centipede.
Yes. Anybody see? I didn't see that one. Anyone saw that one?
No, but I lived it in real life.
the 90s.
Do you guys want to watch me tear this wall down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really
going
to do it right now?
Do it.
I'm just tired
of it. What is it made of?
I don't like it.
It's like foamy.
Is it foam?
What's behind it?
Come crashing through
the
other side.
I think paintings. Paintings.
Wait, like the Kool-Aid man?
Here it goes.
Bust through it.
Okay, there's like a computer right there.
I just see the microphone go flying.
It's got wires all tangled up in it.
Oh. Bust through it like a Kool-Aid man.
I feel like destroying something other than our careers.
Yeah. Andrew said he would prefer if you don't do that.
Oh.
Why?
Well, he said it's very expensive.
How much, Andrew? How much?
How much did this cost us? Hello?
Enough that I think breaking it is a bad idea.
Well, I just don't like it. I love Mercedes, but it's just cheap.
Spray graffiti on it or something.
Graffiti.
Graffiti.
What? Get some spray paint and
you live in the inner city.
Tag it.
I'm going to tag my Mercedes-Benz wall.
What's
with my Mercedes-Benz logo.
The artist guy is Bansky, right? Is that
yes?
Banksy.
Banksy to come to your house and spray paint it. It'd be worth money then.
Maybe King Saladin, our artist friend, he can actually.
Oh, I have a King Saladin behind here. Look at that.
Well, maybe Gandhi can put little cute elephants on it. That'd
be nice. I think the King Saladin might outweigh.
Well, Saladin's doing bears. You're doing elephants.
Yeah, but he could draw right on it in the white space. Oh, look at this.
Oh.
Hey now.
That's cool.
That's a really, really cool one. I love that one.
I don't
one.
See the Mercedes logo in there, though.
I got all sorts of treasures in here. This is the worst podcast ever.
It is, and it's over. Yeah. It's over. Bye, everybody.
No, we're just now bye. Having fun.
Later. Goodbye.
See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.